Dave Piazza starts each week fresh. He drives to the bowling alley he manages in Norwalk, California. He greets customers as he walks past the lanes and the lunch tables. Then he strolls into his office and cleans off his entire desk. Dave says his wife told him it would be a good idea.
My first day back, she said, when you get to work today, take everything on your desk and throw it in the trash. Erase every message on your answering machine and throw away anything you'd written notes of the previous week before you got sick.
Last year, a doctor diagnosed Dave with multiple sclerosis, an inflammatory disease of the central nervous system. Now he forgets things all the time and must find new ways to manage his workload.
It's a lost week of your life. It's been a good week. I didn't have to catch up. That was great advice.
Last year, a rough roller coaster ride triggered Dave's MS. He knocked his head into a seat and could barely make the drive home. He felt nauseous and slept nearly 30 hours straight.
Tell me how an episode feels. How do you feel inside?
The peripheral vision goes. Your walking is next. You can't walk right. Imbalance, like you got off a boat, off a roller coaster. And then you just start looking stupid.
Dave has an MS episode every 7 months and constantly anticipates the next time he will forget how to open a closet door or how to sit down.
My speech would go out, and I'd wait, and it would last for about 10, 15 seconds. But that was scary because, I mean, imagine trying to talk and not being able to. That is so frustrating.
Dave has suffered 3 MS episodes in the last year. Doctors are telling him to stop driving or that they might notify the DMV.
He said, okay, you're driving home, you got one of your kids in the car, you're doing 55, light turns red, and you forget what red means. Man, there's a problem on the road. Wow.
Doctors continue to struggle to understand the mysterious nature of MS, but in some ways, Dave is more lucky than many who have the disease.
The lady that at the trophy shop, her brother has MS. Oh my God, the lady at the trophy shop has MS. And it scares the crap out of me. You know what's crappy is I used to kind of make fun of her too, because her left leg drags behind her. So I used to call her Dragon Lady. And I've known her for 20 years. She said if I'd had injections when I was diagnosed, I'd be walking around like you.
Bowling pals and customers help Dave get through the day. They leave stacks of get well cards and books about MS on his desk.
I've never had a stronger bond with people in my life. I mean, when I'm sick, they all call, they all want to know what's going on. When I'm healthy and I'm bowling, they all want to bowl me. I mean, most of these 90 guys, 80 of them have been bowling together for 9 years.
Dave worries mostly about the future of his 4 young boys, ranging from ages 1 to 8.
When you get out of bed in the morning, what keeps you going?
Oh, my kids. You know, they count on me. We play PlayStation every day. We play baseball every day. The other one gets out of school at 1, and I learned the letter D today. It's awesome. Letter D, man. That's so cool. It's a little brain being formed. It's just, wow, how do you not wake up for that?
The bowling alley keeps Dave busy, but he can't help but think about the person he used to be.
My doctor, actually, I read on the internet, you know, does MS kill people? And the answer was, people die with MS, not from it. But gosh, I don't think it's going to kill me. It's just going to kill who I am. I mean, I am no way near the same person I was last July. I mean, and I know it. I'll never be the same. I just can't even think about doing the things I used to do. I mean, I used to come up with some ideas. It's just these strategies about making this money or... There's just no way I can formulate those plans anymore.
Dave believes music helps him to survive. He'll never forget the first time he heard his favorite band play.
I was 12 years old, and I was at my best friend's house. His name was David Subas. And he said, hey, have you ever heard this band? I'll never forget it. He said, it's a band called Rush. I've never listened to anything, literally, other than Rush. For the last 26 years. It's the soundtrack of my life. I've listened, yeah, it's awesome. You open my glove compartment. Rush, 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 rush.
If you were to pick the Rush theme song of your life, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. I would pick, gosh, there's a song called Cold Fire that reminds me of the night I met my wife.
So tell me about that song.
It's about two people getting together with no commitments, just unconditional love.
Give me a line from the song.
What are the words of that song? It was long after midnight when we got to unconditional love. She said, sure, my heart is boundless, but don't push my... Oh, gosh! She said...
MS makes Dave struggle to remember the next lyric of the song.
She said... Oh, my God, I can't remember the words. Just don't disappoint me. You know how complex women are. I'll be around if you don't push me down too far. I'll be around. I love that song. In fact, on my way home, I'm going to listen to it.
Dave says he will continue to start over again at the beginning of every week. He will erase all his voicemail messages. He will clean off his desk. He will even forget some of the past. But the soundtrack of his life will continue. Dave Piazza is only 38 years old. Emily McAdam, Annenberg Radio News, Norwalk, California. I said if life is so transcendent, I don't know.